right. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Kiwi Real Estate Inside Out. I'm Denise Cano, and I'm joined, as always, by Dr. Lee. Lee, you ready for a bit of tech therapy today, or should I be Googling troubleshooting tips on the sly?
Well, Denise, given my lifelong record of wrestling with anything more complicated than a toaster, maybe don't count on me for a workaround. But look, this topic's close to our hearts, isn't it? The number of times what seems like a simple online form throws a spanner in the works, I swear it's almost a rite of passage for Kiwi agents now.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've all heard the horror stories, right? Like just last month, a friend at another agency told me their sale fell through hours before settlement. Why? Because the buyer's digital signature app crashed, wouldn't authenticate. And of course, everyone's on a deadline, sweaty-palmed and stuck waiting on IT support in some mystery time zone.
That's classic. I think every agent in the country's had at least one deal held up by a dodgy digital form or a login portal meltdown. Sometimes I feel like we're not selling houses, just fighting browsers and helping folks reset their passwords 50 times a week.
And it's not just login misfires either. The reliance on digital-only signatures or those cloud-based document platforms, they're amazing when they work, honestly. But let's face it, when they tank, no one knows what to do first. Do you try to reboot the whole system, call IT, text the other agent, or, I don't know, offer a prayer to the real estate gods?
And it always happens at the worst time, too, Murphy's Law. Remember back in the day, I'm dating myself, but offers were four pages and faxed, blurry as anything, but they arrived, eventually. Now, if your e-signature provider sneezes, suddenly a buyer could miss out on the very property they want because no one can access the contract.
Okay, let's talk about that. A while back, I had a young first home buyer eager as anything, everything lined up, we're using this new e-sign system, and then right as she's about to sign, the whole thing just vanishes. Outage, error message, phone support says, we're experiencing higher than usual call volumes, you know the drill, we're staring at each other, feeling helpless, that 10-minute window stretched into an hour, almost lost the deal. Honestly, it's not always about who makes the best offer. Sometimes it's just about whose tech holds up under pressure.
And that's a reality more of us are running into. The platforms work 99% of the time, but it's the 1% that'll cost you sleep. And sometimes, like with your client, their dream home rides on that uptime. It's nerve-wracking, Denise.
But if I'm honest, those expectations aren't going away, are they? The digital shift in client behavior, it's massive. More than ever, folks expect to do everything on their phones. I mean, recent industry stats show buyers want property info, signings, updates, all instantly. We've seen video calls, WhatsApps, contract trackers. Half the job is now digital comms, not face-to-face or even phone calls anymore.
Absolutely. It used to be calls and a bit of paperwork in an office. Now, Kiwis are messaging at midnight for an update, wanting to video walkthroughs or texting scans of documents. We're seeing buyers expect a digital diary of the whole transaction from pre-offer to settlement day. And if an agent can't keep up, well, let's just say people notice.
It's wild to think back. When I started in property, we faxed offers. Signatures came in overnight. There was this built-in breathing space. Today you blink and someone asks why the doc isn't showing up on their mobile already. The pace is relentless. Even auctions are live-streamed and buyers dial in from Invercargill to Kerikeri. It's progress, sure, but also a lot of pressure.
Definitely feels like we're on a treadmill that only speeds up. And with all the talk about seamless tech, the expectation is we're fluent in it too. As we touched on in our episode about tiny homes, remember that, Lee? Agents have to know the tech and know when it's likely to trip you up. That expectation from clients is a double-edged sword.
Yeah, and sometimes there's almost no room for error from the client's perspective. If you make them print something out or, heaven forbid, send a physical letter, It's like you've stepped out of a time machine. But those habits die hard for some sellers or buyers, so agents get pulled from old school to ultra digital, depending who's sitting on the other side of the deal. It's a balancing act.
And I get it. Why shouldn't clients want that one-click service they get from the bank or Uber Eats? The tricky bit is, the further we go into digital, the more catastrophic even a minor tech issue can look to someone expecting zero friction. We're expected to be fluent in fixes, not just forms and negotiation tactics. Let's get practical. What do you actually do when the tech decides to throw a tantrum on a critical day? Some of the best Kiwi agencies have started keeping offline workarounds at open homes, printouts ready, USBs with blank forms, even old school contract pads stashed in the boot for emergencies. That old plan B isn't just a cliche. Sometimes it literally saves the transaction.
Totally, Denise. I mean, you never really want to go back to pen and paper, but sometimes you've got to, especially somewhere with dodgy rural Wi-Fi or, and this is true, at an auction where the auctioneer's hotspot just gives up. I always say a little preparation beats a lot of improvisation.
There was this case a while back. A new agent, fresh out of induction, was desperate to help a rural seller with a patchy internet connection. Tech wouldn't load, digital signature stalling, the works. We talked it through. She printed everything in advance, couriered out hard copies, and even set up a call with both parties to walk it through step by step. Ended up getting both their emails sorted. The deal closed, and best bit, everyone felt taken care of, not left hanging by the system.
That's textbook Kiwi workaround, Denise. Sometimes blending digital and hands-on wins the day. And you know, a lot of our listeners probably feel that pressure to look tech perfect. But it's more about being resourceful and having backup plans, not just about the latest apps. I always remind my trainees, if you've got a bit of old-fashioned know-how, you're never actually out of options.
Couldn't have said it better. So next time your tech fizzles mid-contract, remember, be ready to pivot, keep those backups at hand, and don't be afraid to go analog if the moment calls for it. That's just part of what makes the Kiwi real estate community resilient and a bit inventive, too. Lee, always great trading more stories and tips with you.
Likewise, Denise, and thanks to everyone for tuning in. Remember, it's not the platform, it's the people who make deals happen. We'll keep sharing, so bring your questions for the next episode.
Catch you all next time. Keep those contracts flowing and the Wi-Fi bars full. Take care, Lee.
See you, Denise. Kakite.